It's time for Marty Lori's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's Greatest Game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, on this one, we're going to go back to September 30th of 2010. And you know what happened in 2010. But this is a big game because it's Arizona at the Giants. This is the third game of a three-game series. It's a Thursday night at AT&T Park, and the Giants take on the Diamondbacks. Now, to set the stage for you, they have beaten Arizona in the first two games of this series, 4-2, behind Jonathan Sanchez, and 3-1 behind Tim Lincecum. So game three is now coming up. If the Giants can win this game, it will move their magic number to 1 to clinch the National League West. Now, you know what a comeback this has been. The Padres had the big lead, then they went on the long losing streak. The Giants took advantage of it, and now on this Thursday night, they can move the magic number to 1 and clinch against the Padres in the weekend series coming up. So it's Thursday night. The Giants take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's Madison Bumgarner on the hill against Barry Enright for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So here are the lineups. Steven Drew, Rusty Rial, Kelly Johnson, Young, LaRoche, Reynolds, John Hester catching, Cole Gillespie, and Barry Enright on the hill for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, Andrés Torres, listen to this lineup. And this, of course, you know what happens as they go through the playoffs. Andrés Torres leads off. Freddy Sanchez, R.B. Huff, Buster Posey, Pat Burrell, Jose Guillen, Juan Uribe, Pablo Sandoval, believe it or not, hitting eighth, and the young 21-year-old Madison Bumgarner on the hill. So as I say, Giants and Padres. On this one, if the Giants can get a win, they will move that magic number to 1. One more win will win the West for them. All right, here's how it gets going. In the Giants' second, Guillen flies out to left. Uribe strikes out, and the number 8 hitter, yes, Pablo Sandoval, hits homer number 13, puts the Giants up 1-0.
Enright delivers. Fastball. There's a high drive to right field. Way, way back there. This one is on its way. It's wet! Into McCovey Cove. Pablo Sandoval launches one to put the Giants ahead 1-0.
And you know, when you go back through Sandoval's career with the Giants, you see all the big home runs and all the big hits he got, and many came in key situations when the pressure was on. So here he puts the Giants ahead 1-0. In the Arizona fourth, Bumgarner runs into trouble and gets the bases loaded. Enright comes up and gets a sacrifice fly to tie the score at 1-1. Bumgarner then gets out of further trouble. We go to the Giants' fifth. Now, 37,261. Very excited on this Thursday night here at AT&T Park. Andrés Torres, two-out home run.
Andrés Torres up, who has singled and struck out, batting left-handed. He swings and he hits a drive into deep right field. That one's way back there. That ball is gone! A home run for Andrés Torres.
Number 16 on the year for Andrés Torres. You forget about the contribution he made in 2010. Puts the Giants up now 2-1. The Giants go to the sixth inning. R.B. Huff leads it off with a walk, and he takes off and steals second base on John Hester. And for Huff, that is his seventh steal of the year. He's been caught zero. No times. A perfect for 7-for-7 for R.B. Huff in stolen bases. You forget that. Well, this brings up Buster Posey, the rookie. And he hits homer number 17 for him.
Swing and a drive. Deep left field. This baby out of here.
Puts the Giants up 4-1. Going back to 2010, fans, Posey is rookie of the year, hits .305, an on-base percentage of .357, and a slugging percentage of .505. Wow. All right, we go to the Arizona ninth. Bumgarner's gone. He goes 5 innings, 7 hits, a run, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Casilla comes in for 2 innings, only gives up a walk. Romo pitches the eighth, and it's a perfect eighth. He strikes out one. And this is the making of the core four that we're going to see through all these pennant and World Series years. Well, coming in to finish it, he's a pickup from midseason from the Mets. Ramon Ramirez is going to come in and try to finish one for the Giants. Now, Ramirez on the year, 27 innings pitched. Listen to this, 13 hits, 2 runs given up, 1 homer, but 11 walks and 15 strikeouts. So he comes into the 4-1 game. He gets Parra on a fly to center. Gets Church on a strikeout and Drew on a fly ball to Torres to end it. And Ramirez gets the save, his first of the year. The Giants win it. Now they go to 91-68. San Diego is 88-71, so you can figure it out. One more win will put the Padres away, and the Giants have the Padres coming in for the weekend. Matt Cain, Barry Zito, and on Sunday it will be Jonathan Sanchez against Matt Latos, which you know what is going to happen then. So this is September 30th, 2010. The Giants end up sweeping Arizona. They move the magic number to 1, and they get it done. For Madison Bumgarner that year, 18 games. He's got an earned run average of 3. He runs his record to 7-6. He throws 111 innings that year, and he's only 21 years old for Madison Bumgarner. So the Giants, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Arizona, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. And this is really one of the great games because it set up an amazing weekend. And, you know, Matt Cain and Zito do not get it done. And it falls on the shoulders of Jonathan Sanchez on Sunday to get it done for the Giants.
The 0-2 pitch.
Struck it out swinging. The ball game is over. And the Giants have won the National League Western Division title for the first time in 7 years.
They end up the National League West with 92-70. The Padres 90-72, a great comeback for the Giants. And you didn't want to lose that Sunday game and have some sort of playoff with the San Diego Padres. So that night, Bumgarner got it done and moved that magic number to 1. And that was another wonderful moment in Giants history. But think about it. Sandoval, homer number 13. Torres, homer number 16. Posey, home run number 17. It was that mid-teen power that really propelled the Giants that year. So another great game in Giants franchise history. This is Marty Lurie, back with you next week with another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being in the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home, serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.